We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold, or when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm with you this hour, and you can call us at 877-726-8255. We've got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about Ozempic and the semaglutides, that's the way they want us to pronounce it, those wondrous medications that are magically inducing weight loss, and now they think there are a whole lot of other applications for them. But there's also a phenomenon called Ozempic face, which is enriching lots of plastic surgeons. We're going to talk about the benefits of diet for treatment of irritable bowel syndrome, according to a recent study. And we've got a whole lot to say about the challenging medical diagnosis of ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. There's some new breaking information about ALS. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call during the program. You can call anytime during the week and leave a message. But for now, we have a live caller. We've got Wayne in Wisconsin. Wayne, it's Wayne's World. Here you are. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman, for taking my call. I talked to you quite a while back here. I've been dealing with the loss of smell and taste with this COVID situation for over 4 years now. And the thing is, it's really weird here. About a month ago, I was making a pot of coffee, and I could actually smell the coffee and taste the coffee for like 2 cups, and then it was gone again. So I get a little tidbits like that of smell and taste, but not very often, but it doesn't last long. It only usually lasts a very short time, and then it's gone, and I haven't had anything set. And I wanted to find out if you have any more insight into this thing with the loss of smell and taste, and if you have anything that might be helpful that's not too costly for me.
Okay. So, this is a really challenging kind of problem. And it is an aftermath of not just COVID, but the aftermath of chronic sinus infections and other viral infections. It's occurred before COVID. And there are a couple of therapies that might be worthwhile. One is kind of a rehabilitation therapy. And you actually experienced it when you woke up and smelled the coffee for a little bit. You can actually buy kits. They're essential oils, aromatherapy, essentially. And they're designed as a treatment for people who've lost their taste and smell. And by using these kits, you can kind of reawaken these pathways. It's thought that they're just as people recover from strokes through rehabilitation exercises, people can recover their olfactory sense by simply smelling different distinctive aromas. And they have to be, strong scents, because, something subtle, you're not going to be able to appreciate. So that's one thing. The other thing is, since it's a neuropathy, we might apply some of the things that we apply to other neuropathies, like alpha-lipoic acid is a treatment for neuropathy, and you could try ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, at doses of, 300, 500 two, three times a day for a while. There's also some evidence that phosphatidylserine may be helpful for recovering taste and smell. But you don't have any other medical conditions? Nothing else is going on with you? You've not had strokes or any kind of brain-related problems?
No, I've had problems with my sinuses here and there and stuff, but usually if I have a problem with my sinuses and they're really bad, I might lose my sense of smell and taste for
temporarily.
A few days or maybe
temporarily.
Even a week. But,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Normally not very long.
Exactly. I mean, that's typically what people experience when they have an upper respiratory infection, cold or flu. They'll lose, and, you know, it's happened to all of us. You know, we've lost our taste and smell. The food is really bland. And so there's a temporary deadening of the nerves because of the inflammation in your nasal passages, and then they recover. And, you know, what you're experiencing is kind of an exaggerated version of that after COVID knocked things out. Very typical for COVID to do that. But the good news is that according to studies, there's a comeback trail from this. And the fact that you have like a scintilla of recovery with your ability to taste and smell the coffee is a good sign, and you ought to keep trying. All right. Good shot. Good.
Yeah.
Good question. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the program. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item has to do with treatment for irritable bowel syndrome, which is an elusive condition and sometimes treated with medication. There's different types of irritable bowel syndrome. There's a constipation-predominant irritable bowel. There's diarrhea-predominant irritable bowel. Then there's mixed, where you alternately have diarrhea and constipation. Usually people have a lot of distress. They have pain. They have cramping. Certain medications act as kind of bowel tranquilizers, and they're used to treat IBS, as it's called. But there's a new study that compares medical treatment of irritable bowel syndrome with diet treatment of irritable bowel syndrome. And they employed two different diets. One was the low FODMAP diet. It's a diet low in the foods that are challenging to digest, fermentable carbohydrates. And this is not a lifetime regimen. It's a challenge. You take the instructions with a FODMAP diet, you follow it. And if you obtain relief, then you can gradually add back certain foods. And through a process of discovery, you find out which foods are triggers for you. There's a certain overlap. Venn diagram. There would be a lot of overlap between a low FODMAP diet and a low carb diet. So that was the other diet they tried. And incidentally, this was something that was noted in Dr. Atkins' office. A lot of patients went for weight loss or because they had diabetes, and they went on the Atkins diet, which is a very low-carb diet. And they noted that their digestion really improved, that they had a lot less in the way of IBS symptoms. So what they found in this study is that, yeah, the medication worked a little bit, but its efficacy was far less than the efficacy of the low FODMAP group and the low carb group. After a month, 76% of those in the low FODMAP group reported a significant reduction of their symptoms compared with 71% of those on the low carb diets versus 58% of the medical treatment group. And so the surprise, they say, was that you didn't have to follow the low FODMAP diet, which is kind of a persnickety diet. You could just go low carb. And even with a diet relatively high in fiber, which didn't exclude FODMAP-containing food, it was just about as effective as a low FODMAP diet. So my experience is different strokes for different folks when it comes to dietary management of IBS. And for some, probiotics are a panacea. You know, that's knockout treatment, virtually eliminates IBS. For others, less beneficial. Low FODMAP diet can be helpful. Very low carb diets can be beneficial. Various herbs like enteric coated peppermint can be helpful for some people. Sometimes using natural antimicrobials like berberine or a concentrated garlic formula. These can be helpful essential oils. Oil of oregano can be helpful for some people to reduce the proliferation of bad bacteria in what's called small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Antifungal medications or herbs can be helpful for some people to alleviate IBS. And for some people, there's a stress component. So judicious use of, you know, and I'm very conservative about this, but for some people, low-dose antidepressant medication acts not just on the brain, but acts on as a, there's so many nerves in the intestinal tract that they act as kind of an intestinal relaxant and can be helpful for some IBS sufferers. And no, it's not all in your head, because the nerve networks extend from your brain to your gut and back. There's a six-lane highway from the brain to the gut and back that really is important contributing factor to IBS. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're back with more of Intelligent Medicine. And we got another call from Wisconsin. Go Badgers. Let's hear from Lorraine. How are you doing?
I got a question about metformin.
Yep.
I keep getting emails and that about...
Yeah, you got to turn down the radio in the background. You're going to get confused. So maybe that's why you're having trouble talking to me, because you're going to hear yourself. And it's that echo, and it's kind of crazy making. Okay, keep going.
Yep, and it just said that it's supposed to be harmful for you, but I've been on metformin for years, and I haven't had any trouble. I don't know. And then you get things that should help with you. I'm type 2 diabetic.
Yeah.
And they say yin... soaked raisins are supposed to be good for you. Rum.
Yeah. I don't know where you're getting that information, because you know I've talked about misinformation before, and I think that people should be free to provide information, but that information is just bad information. And
even
so,
on Facebook, it shows it a lot too. You got all that.
Well, it on Facebook it actually shows that. Oh my
it
goodness!
Does.
So
there
it must be if it's on Facebook, it's got to be true, right?
No, it's not.
Okay, so yeah, look, gin-soaked raisins probably won't do a heck of a lot to control your diabetes, but you know, they taste good, and you know, they might make you feel a little high, but there is actually no science behind gin-soaked raisins, and
there naturally they'll help.
Yeah, there's a lot. Let's just tamper down, and I'll tell you about some things you can do naturally. First of all, yes, metformin actually is a medication that is generally safe and very effective for Very effective. It's somewhat effective for type 2 diabetes. Well, let's put it that way. And there may even be some additional benefits to metformin. Metformin may have anti-cancer effects and may also have may have life-extending effects. The word is not yet out on the research that shows its longevity-enhancing benefits. That research is being done at my alma mater, by the way, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Metformin can be used. You got to be careful with metformin. You got to take B12 when you take metformin because it can deplete your B12 levels. So make sure you're taking a B complex or B12 or a multi that contains B12 when you're taking metformin. But yeah, you know, you got diabetes. There's a whole discussion we can have about type 2 diabetes. You shouldn't have type 2 diabetes if you're eating right and if you're maintaining your weight and you're exercising. Generally, it can be treated with a low-carb diet and with adequate exercise. And I don't want to go into a whole, medical appointment with you about what you're doing on those fronts, but there's a lot of information out there that's preferable to using gin-soaked raisins. You can also take berberine, which is beneficial. Chromium may be beneficial. Certainly magnesium may be beneficial. There's some studies that suggest vitamin D may be beneficial for diabetes, alpha-lipoic acid. So there are supplements that are worthwhile that you can take to help control your blood sugar. But mostly it's a matter of, you know, very low-carb diet and exercise. That is the pathway to optimizing your blood sugar. And yes, metformin can be a tool. I prescribe it. It's one of the few medications that I feel comfortable prescribing to my patients. This item has to do with the benefits or lack thereof of snoozing, hitting the snooze button. You know, the expression, if you snooze, you lose. And, you know, it's not to be, you know, kind of a slothful thing if you set the alarm and then you hit the snooze button. And what you do is you get some bouts of additional sleep. It's not deep sleep. According to a study, snoozing for a limited time in the morning is probably not bad for you. Now, I never set the alarm, except if I got a, you know, if I'm going to a triathlon, get it early, or if I'm going, you know, to catch an early plane. You know, like a 7 o'clock plane, I got to be up at 4 o'clock to get at the airport. But hitting the snooze button can be beneficial because abruptly waking up, especially from deep sleep, can prolong what's called sleep inertia, which is the time it takes for you to warm up and be fully mobilized. So the study here says that the additional light slumber that you get, because when you hit the snooze button, you get these little bouts of light sleep. You don't go into deep, deep sleep. The additional light slumber may also aid cognition. And the hypothesis is that snoozing prevents people's brains from quickly reverting to deeper sleep states, where it's harder to awaken yourself from a deep, profound sleep, if you've ever had to do that when the alarm rings. Keep in mind, though, this is important consideration. Human beings are the only animals in the history of animal life on Earth who use alarm clocks and wake themselves from deep, profound sleep. Usually the awakening process is more gradual. It occurs when light or temperature conditions suggest that it's the end of your sleep cycle. Paleo sleep means sleeping with the circadian rhythms of daylight and darkness. And using an alarm clock is highly abnormal. So use the snooze button. Don't worry about it. If you snooze, you won't lose. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the GOAT of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And this item about Ozempic. And there's a whole raft now of weight loss and diabetes drugs that contain, and I believe the correct pronunciation these days, they want us to say semaglutide. I used to say semaglutide, but, you know, semaglutide now. Ozempic is quite interesting because not only does it produce weight loss, but it works on the brain to address the reward pathways in the brain. And thus, it is now being explored as a way to improve the results of smoking cessation programs, with the added benefit that, you know, a lot of people keep smoking because they're afraid to gain weight. This is the whole underlying idea behind Virginia Slims, right? Women kept smoking these delicate, thin, svelte cigarettes with ultra-thin models, demonstrating how great they were for keeping your weight down. And if you're hungry, smoke a cigarette. Smoking cessation is often associated with weight gain. That is well known because your appetite returns and you put on the pounds. So a lot of research underway looking at smoking cessation via medications like Ozempic, Mounjaro, etc. They're also seeing promising results with alcohol detoxification because, you know, the appetite centers for food cravings are very close in the brain to the appetite centers that govern alcohol craving. So that's a promising avenue. There is some research just published about benefits for sleep apnea, because sleep apnea is often associated with overweight, and you lose, you know, 10-20% of your body weight, and you're going to have a less constricted airway, and your sleep apnea might get better. There's even now some research looking at Alzheimer's and dementia with these medications. So these medications, I mean, they cannot keep up with the demand for these medications. There are websites like Roe that's dispensing these medications with minimal medical supervision, and people are getting them bootleg and the official avenues in record numbers. But there's a consequence. It's Ozempic face, and plastic surgeons are experiencing a boon from people who need facial fillers and facelifts because of the weight loss drugs. This is a real thing. Have you seen John Goodman, who is my age, 71? He is an example of Ozempic face, or how the face changes after rapid weight loss, because he looked prosperous and plump, and he was, you know, he's overweight, right? That's, we're very familiar with his appearance prior to taking Ozempic. Now he's svelte, but his face looks all sunken in and wrinkled, and his eyes look hollow. And that is a result of the loss of the subcutaneous fat that plumps up the face. You lose a lot of weight, you're going to lose some of the facial structure. And they cite example after example of celebrities who've experienced Ozempic face, including Jessica Simpson. There's quite a contrast between her picture in 2020 before the advent of these drugs and in 2023. She looks gaunt, you know, like gothic. You know, it's not a good look for someone in her line of business. So, you know, you got to deal with these consequences because a lot of weight loss is going to produce some cosmetic changes. But hey, you know, go to the plastic surgeons and they'll fix that all up for you. But these medications are just blockbuster, game changer medications that everybody's clamoring for. And they literally cannot keep up with the demand. There's just all kinds of roadblocks in terms of the supply chain that they're endeavoring to overcome without that much success. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's something that is benign. And I'm very proud to have these folks aboard as a sponsor. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organs. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightly earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium, and you know what that is. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce those unwanted GI effects, if you know what I'm saying. Jigsaw Health also offers MagSoothe, a great-tasting, fast-acting, calming magnesium glycinate powder that you can take at or near bedtime that helps relax your legs, muscles, and brain for better sleep. Jigsaw MagSoothe helps you fall asleep faster, sleep better, and reduces leg cramps. For more information and to order MagSRT and MagSoothe, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. We're very happy to partner with them. And for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, you can use coupon code HOFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use code HOFMAN10 for MagSRT and MagSoothe. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. People record questions during the week, and let's hear one of those.
Is it possible to have hypothyroidism even though your TSH, T3, and T4 are within normal range? I seem to have all the symptoms. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, indeed it is possible. And in fact, this was actually a topic of discussion in one of our recent great interviews with Dr. Bianco, who is the former head of the American Thyroid Association, just a mainstream endocrinologist who's come to the realization that the thyroid tests are simply not reliable indicators of who might best respond to a trial of thyroid therapy. And this is something I've been doing for 20 or 30 years. I know it goes against the what seemingly are the rules that you must have an elevated TSH or a low T4 or a low T3 to be administered thyroid medication. But many patients who have symptoms of coldness, fatigue, infertility, frequent miscarriages, weight gain, dry skin, hair thinning, these are people who may respond to thyroid. So they might benefit from a trial therapy. Now, this has to be done judiciously because thyroid therapy is not entirely benign. It can make you anxious. It can cause osteoporosis. I've seen people come in, especially women who were given inordinately high doses of thyroid unnecessarily, and they now have osteoporosis. You can even get heart problems if you're given too much thyroid medication, palpitations, and even heart damage. So but you know, it's also possible, you know, that your symptoms may be due to something else, and thyroid is no panacea that can be used routinely for people who are overweight or tired as kind of a pep-me-up, like a pep pill. And that's, I think, where the abuse comes in. So the answer to your question is yes. Conversely, some people who have seemingly low thyroid, they might have a slightly elevated TSH, it's 5 or 6, and that may call for thyroid, but they're perfectly fine, and they don't need it. And especially older people who are more prone to cardiac arrhythmias, atrial fibrillation, it might be more judicious to withhold the thyroid therapy if they're feeling okay. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item is of interest because let's talk about ALS. There's a couple of interesting studies that suggest that ALS, a very, very enigmatic disease, very challenging. There's no knockout therapy for it. In fact, a recent therapy that was offered for ALS patients as part of a compassionate protocol, they said, well, you know, early results suggest this might be helpful. We're going to put it on the market, although normally we don't put medications on the market so readily, but hey, it's a really serious problem, and we want to offer some options for ALS patients. The drug was called Relievrio. ALS therapy to be pulled from the market, drug maker says, because ultimately, you know, initial trials showed promise, but then it didn't work. So there's some interesting information that links ALS to chemical exposure. Headline, chemicals stored in home garages linked to ALS risk. These included chemicals present in gasoline and gasoline-powered equipment, lawn care products, pesticides, paint, and woodworking supplies. So people keep a lot of these types of things in their garages. Their garages are attached garages. These chemicals then seep into the house, and people can be exposed over a lifetime. There's also an interesting headline. Drawing a tube of blood could assess ALS risk from environmental toxin exposure. They established a risk score based on a blood test. By the way, these blood tests are not readily available. It's experimental. And certain states, like New York, put the kibosh on blood tests for environmental toxins, which I think is not in the public interest. The risk score included 36 pollutants persistently found in the environment. They obtained over 250 blood samples from participants with and without ALS. And what they found is that there was a pattern whereby higher levels of environmental pollutants predicted whether people were more likely to suffer from ALS. So there's definitely a chemical connection. On another front, you know, they're trying to come up with these ingenious new drugs that are designed to affect the immune system in some way to slow the progression of ALS. They tend to be very expensive. Many of them have not panned out. They've crashed and burned, as with the one I mentioned earlier. This one, novel treatment appears to show benefit in ALS. Now, what is it? Is it some brand new something, synthetic chemical that was developed expressly to treat ALS? No. It's a combination of two well-known medications that are cheap. One is Celebrex, and one is the antibiotic Cipro. And for some reason, that combo, not either or on its own, but that combo has had beneficial effects in an early trial on ALS. Now, again, there was a difference of 37% in functional scores in people who got the combo of Celebrex and Cipro. And by the way, Cipro is not something that I like to readily prescribe because it's got a lot of side effects. And this would have to be for people who have ALS, which is a dread disease. You might run the risk of some of the side effects for the potential benefit. So again, this is not the slam dunk panacea treatment, but it's a simple treatment that doctors can readily prescribe because it's two available medications, Cipro and Celebrex, which when prescribed concurrently seem to have a benefit according to a late-breaking session of the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting. So the study is entitled the Paradigm Trial, and those of you who have ALS or have a family member with that very, very challenging condition that's inevitably a fatal degenerative condition, might check with your neurologist to see if they're on board with prescribing that combo, medications that are relatively cheap and readily available. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Jigsaw Health also
offers MagSoothe, a great-tasting, fast-acting, calming magnesium glycinate powder that helps relax your legs, muscles, and brain for better sleep. Jigsaw MagSoothe helps you fall asleep faster, sleep better, and reduces leg cramps. For more information and to order MagSRT and MagSoothe, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT and MagSoothe. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Gets you on the show, whether it's during the show or during the week. So let's hear one of the calls that people recorded a message on.
I'm very concerned about my fiance. He has started a weight loss diet, and he's having some pretty bad side effects. I believe it's called the Z-Pound or something like that. Heartburn has been keeping her up at night. There's other things going on. I'm very concerned about this. Her doctor just doubled the dosage on this thing. I don't want her to have all these side effects.
Okay. Well, that's being a call about one of those weight loss medications we've been talking about. And no, they're not without side effects. A lot of people endure the side effects because they want the weight loss. But sometimes it is to their detriment. So what Zepbound is, it's Mounjaro, which is a semaglutide along with another, it's a combo drug, which is, produces even more dramatic weight loss than Ozempic. Ozempic for diabetes, Wegovy, same medication, which is for weight loss. When it comes to Mounjaro, same, they did the same thing. They called the medication for diabetes Mounjaro, and the weight loss medication, identical, is Zepbound. And the idea is they start you on a low dose, and they work you up higher and higher and higher until you say, uncle, you know, and tap out. I can't do this anymore. Or you achieve the requisite weight loss. And, you know, there you have it. I mean, I think that this is a clear-cut indication that some people are putting their health on the sacrificial altar to weight loss. And especially when it's, you know, it's one thing if you're, you know, 350 pounds and you're at high risk of dying of a heart attack or a stroke. You have fatty liver, you know, any one of the conditions that's associated with morbid obesity, these drugs can really be game changers. But for the people who want to lose that, you know, 8, 12, 15 pounds and to make them look completely svelte, they're creating a lot of problems for themselves. And then, of course, there's the rebound that occurs when they can either no longer afford the medications, which are super costly, or they can't tolerate the side effects. And what happens is the vast majority of people gain the weight back, and they've ruined their health in the process. So thanks for sharing. You know, I'd recommend that, yeah, it's not much you can do. You know, you're just a helpless bystander, and it's hard to tell a fiancé or a spouse, significant other, that they shouldn't pursue their weight loss dreams. I sympathize with your predicament. All right, this item. We all have our golden hour, a time to de-stress and reflect, to reach new levels of calm and contentment. Check out PlusCBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation, a brighter mood. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their reserve collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids rich in bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's reserve collection of oils and gummies. To learn more and order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman to Plus CBD's reserve collection. So you can also shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. You can follow Intelligent Medicine podcast on your favorite podcast app. Also follow yours truly on Facebook and Twitter for the latest health news. And don't forget to subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have a great weekend.